The most difficult thing in the world is to thank God for the trickling trials of life. But that is what we must do. We all must agree, literally, that we do not know what the future holds. But our great, grand, and gracious God knows what our future holds. And he knows the way through the wilderness to the promised land. And while we are yet trusting him, although sometimes we can't trace him, we all need to believe and remember joy coming in the morning. Am I right about it this morning? How many of you all believe that this morning, that joy coming in the morning? You may be in a position right now and think that you cannot give God thanks for the trials, but you can get rid of the worldly and let God have his way in your heart. And then he will give you the grace to thank him for the trials in your life. My sisters and my brothers, we sometimes hear folks say, when you get to the end of the rope, then tie a knot in it and hang on in there. But this is not what one should do. For one will never move on if they hang on to the rope. What one must do is turn loose the rope and let God have his way in your life. Am I right about it this morning? Yeah. When we make a 45 degree turn to the Lord and allow him to minister in our life, we have done something. His grace and comfort us in the time of trials. Then we can see that he is working all things out for greater good. Proverbs, if you will, Proverbs, that 18th chapter, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Well, stop here for a moment. Here is a story about a relationship. A young couple got married and went on their honeymoon. When they got back, the bride immediately called her mother. Well, said her mother, so how was the honeymoon? Mama, she replied, the honeymoon itself was wonderful, so peaceful, enjoyable, and romantic. And then suddenly, she burst out crying, and this is what she said, Mom, as soon as we return, Philip start using the most horrible language. Things like I've never heard before. mean, all of these awful four-letter words cut me to my bones. You got to come get me and take me home. Please, Mama. Sarah, her mother, said, calm down. Tell me what could be so off. What four-letter words is Philip using? Please, don't make me tell you, Mama, weep the daughter. I'm so embarrassed. They're just too off to come get me, please. Darling baby, you must tell me what has you so upset. I'm your mother. Tell me these horrible four-letter words. Still so. The bride said, oh, Mama, Philip is using four-letter words like, you need to wash. Do you know how to iron? He told me that it was my time to dust. And what did I cook? Mama, this marriage is horrible, and I need to get rid of it. Here is a word of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. Some things in life is worth keeping, whereas there are some things in life you need to get rid of. My. But here, first point this morning, my. The focus in action. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend, but this one thing I do. Paul in the text is a spiritual accountant, figuring his gain and losses. In this section, he is a runner pressing toward the prize. This describes his action in the pursuit to fulfilling his high aim of his life. This one thing I do. Paul declares his focus in life regarding his spiritual improvement, and he prioritizes what more important in his life. And all things take back the seat to this focus. Whatever it is that Paul concerns about, accomplishing is first and foremost in his life. And he's willing to run spiritually for it. This one thing, Craig Hewlett says, this one thing I do.